Coach Gentry here on the post game. Coach, a tough loss for you guys, but I thought, man, you guys battled tonight. That's a very deep Goodland team, but it was nice to see the three-pointers go in for you guys this year. You had some good looks, but Goodland's runs and maybe the second chance opportunities for them right now or for tonight was a difference.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a competitive ball game. I mean, I think if you paid to get in, you'd probably leave, you know, happy that you saw a good basketball game. And Brumbaugh got hot in that fourth quarter. Transition defense kind of let us down, and weren't able to get matched up with him, and he made us pay for it. So, we did a pretty good job on him throughout the first three quarters. But he's pretty good. When he gets hot, it's tough to stop. And they're long. They've got size. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a really good team. We were kind of battling a little bit of, you know, some stomach stuff, but our guys played really hard. I mean, we just ran out of a little gas there towards the end and just a little too far behind to come back. But, you know, a lot of credit to those guys and a lot of credit to our guys because, like you said, we finally knocked down a lot of shots. And in a game like this, we were going to need to. And so I was pleased with our guys, you know, stepping up and really battling right there.
Absolutely. It was a good start for Rumford, but also it was good to see some kind of players kind of step out of their shell a little bit. And Alex, you know, he's not known as a three-point shooter. He hits four threes tonight. And I thought Duff in the fourth quarter when he needed to answer back, he hit a big three over there on the right side for his only shot of the night.
Yeah, he's getting more and more comfortable, more confident, you know, shooting those shots. And, you know, Alex had a good night. You know, he shot the ball well but, you know, to kind of go back on what you were saying, second chance points, I thought we were just a little bit stagnant, just watching the ball go up there. And then there was a couple times where, you know, a team shoots threes, you know, long shots or long rebounds, and we just kind of flocked right to the rim and it bounced over our head. So, you know, got to smarten up right there and understand that. But, yeah, we had several guys, you know, step up. You know, Coy made some good plays for us and get some kickouts and defensively. You know, we had a lot of guys do good things. Dylan did a really good job, you know, because they tried to post him up a couple of times, and he worked around it and got a deflection. You know, a lot of our guys did well. And it's been a great start to our season. This game is what it is. You know, we're going to break 6-1, and that's the best we've done for a while. We just got to, you know, learn from this game and come back hungry and get after it.
And you just tell this is a gauntlet of a league schedule here, but, you know, when Goodland is, you mentioned their length there, and I thought you guys were kind of able to compete against that length pretty well tonight.
Yeah. I mean, we've got some length of our own.
Yeah.
It just, you know, we've got to get down there and really assert ourselves and post up strong. And there was a couple possessions there in probably the second quarter. I didn't think we were patient at all. I think our offense was trying to get downhill really fast without really working it. And then, so we're down six, I believe. And then we come out after a timeout and talked about, you know, we got to work the ball. We got to get the ball moving so we can get in a rhythm. And what do you know? Jackson hits two threes after that and gets us to a tie game going into halftime. But, you know, I'm pleased with our guys because I know that they're going to learn from this game. I know they're going to come back hungry and it doesn't get any easier. So we're going to be tested. And this is why it was such a great time to have this game. You know, right before Christmas break, you know, our guys are going to get some much-needed rest and learn from this game and understand the things that we have to do to get better. But I think we took a step forward tonight. You know, shots aren't always going to go down, but they, you know, they did in a big way for us to help us, you know, stay in the game and claw back. But still got to be just a little bit more assertive, you know, in the post.
And I thought at times tonight, I thought you guys had some of your better rhythm at times here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think we're piecing it together. You know, from early on, you know, go back to, you know, some of those teams, the Hoisington game at the first of the year, you know, we'd break a press, but we'd never settle in, you know, and then, you know, Coronado pressured us, we never settled in, and then Cimarron, and then, you know, last week against Colby, we played in a pretty good flow, and then this was a little bit different. They show a little token pressure, you know, full court press, and make you deal with some of that. But we handled it pretty well, and we got down there and, for the most part, executed. We had some good movement, You know, a few times the ball sticks, but that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think we need to screen better. You know, I think that's something that we're struggling on. I think we get to those spots and then we want to slip them. So we got to do that a little bit better. But overall, you know, I'm very excited about where this team can go, and I know they are too.
6-1 heading the break. I think you'll take that a lot here. But a great start to the season. Tough loss here. A lot you can learn from. And enjoy the 17-day hiatus in between games, I guess, and have a good Christmas. And as I always say at this time of the year, we'll see you next year.
Oh, sounds good, man. Talk to you later, Adam.
You betcha. Coach Brian.